Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Wilco Radio, Brazoria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It's Friday. It's frickin' Friday. Another frickin' week. Frickin' weekend's coming up and nothing but frickin' misery sitting here in my cell to look forward to. That being said, it's also the 14th day of September, 2018. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029, and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 56 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 66 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And like I said, getting to be more fall-like weather. September, I guess it is. That 22nd, what do we got here? First day of autumn, the 23rd. Wow, man, where did that, well, the summer, lost it in the smoke, I think's what happened. Anyway, Trump panel wants changes in royalties from public oil and gas. And, of course, we're going to get into that when we get back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, for, you know, the venue that's never heard, this kind of was an interesting story that popped up after a couple of days or 3 days or 4 days of bitching and raising hell about it. But it's the knife in and it's just giving it a twist. Trump panel wants changes in royalties from public oil and gas. This is from CNBC. A Trump administration advisory committee on Thursday recommended a change in the way energy companies calculate how much money they owe taxpayers for pumping natural gas from public lands. So this is indicating that we own the resource that they're taking. At least we got an admission that it's ours. But well, let's see here. The U.S. Interior Department, you know, the ones that can make sovereign countries right out of 3 acres of land. But the U.S. Interior Department Royalty Policy Committee first had to clear up an apparent misunderstanding over how much leeway the companies would have in determining how much they owed. Wouldn't that be so? I mean, what are we, a Mexican bazaar here? We always know how much we owe. If it goes up, on the stock market, the crude goes up, it goes down to the gas pump, it's already gone up. If it goes down, it takes a month or two, and then it'll go down half of what it should have. We know how this game's played. Critics said the proposal would have allowed companies virtually a free hand in calculating the royalties they had to pay. But committee members said that was not their intent. Well, you mean that goddamn that $15 a barrel? I mean, that's what they should, you know, because this is a country that is owned by a corporate elite. All the lands are owned by the corporate elite. We're just another possession. We're just another animal walking upon their lands. Can you believe this, what I'm saying to you? I mean, it was bad enough. I mean, we start talking about the fact that, you know, when the price of crude goes up on the international market, well, it's whatever they want to pay us. I mean, it's $65 a barrel once it gets into their hands and they're putting it on a ship to export it out of this country. $15 a barrel when it belongs to us. It's kind of like that dollar. You know, you got a dollar in your pocket. It's worth, well, shit, it ain't worth nothing, but supposedly it's worth a dollar. And you hand it over to a banker and immediately it's worth $10. Is it who possesses the commodity that determines the wealth, the value of it? Critics say proposal would allow companies virtually a free hand. Now, Trump wouldn't do that. He's for the people. He's out here. Go ahead.
How are they measuring the unit that they're going to, I mean, are they going by gallon or barrel or what?
They do not tell you in this article. They're not going to tell you in any article. I mean, it's like when we found out they're paying like, $157 the Chinese are to come in here and take out our gold. And I mean, if the people seen those figures, it would be like I was discussing in a comment. If the people truly understood, I mean, if it was for mammon now, for the Bill of Rights, for freedom and liberty, they cower, they hide, it just ain't worth the risk. But boy, if they knew the mammon that was actually they could have in their hands, and if they would take it from these few who are thieving, they would charge a machine gun nest. They surely would. No, they're not going to tell you, Mark.
Yeah, I mean, look at it. It's all bullshit. They're not going to. I mean, we're never going to see a dime. They're saying royalties. Yeah, right.
Yeah, I'll show you. It gets into the royalties here. Critics said the proposal would have allowed companies virtually a free hand. That means they just, I mean, the companies, I mean, the, you know, just the people who want your shit, just come up and say, well, it's like somebody walking in your house goes, I want your $500, there's a $500 TV there. I'm going to give you $25 for it. Here's your $25. I mean, this is where we're at in calculating the royalties they had to pay. But committee members said that was not their intent. Oh, I'm sure it wasn't. Instead, they said companies should get a choice between two formulas, both set by the government that they own, the corporate government that they own. Any goddamn royalties that are paid in, I promise you, go straight back to them, don't they? I don't get any. Do you get your annuity checks in the mail for your timber, for your goddamn oil, for your precious metals, for your minerals? Do you get annuity checks in the mail? And then taxed on that as an individual, as you are an individual owner of a part of this country? No. Interior Secretary Ryan Zink formed the committee to recommend ways to remove barriers to getting coal, oil, and gas from public land while ensuring taxpayers get fair prices. Now, we're supposed to, there's some money here for coming for the taxpayers. I ain't been getting my check. The panel held its fourth meeting in the Denver suburb of Lakewood. Royalties from publicly owned energy reserves are distributed among federal, state, and tribal governments. So evidently we don't own shit. Our royalty checks are being sent to, I mean, what this equates to, I've tried to explain this to people before. Now the fella living next door to me is making $2 million a year. So what this is 100% tax on our tree money, on our coal money, on our oil money, because it's supposed to belong to the American people. They said right up here that it belonged to the American people, didn't they? Public lands that belong to the American people, only the money gets turned over to these governments. And those governments, see, they use that money they put up schools that teach little children to be faggots. To de-educate the children, to teach them how to do a common core math, which is non-math, to dumb the kids down. And you have no choice in any of this either. If it's your money, how come you have no choice in how it's been spent? And the fact is, like I said, you got the poorest guy. I mean, take the poorest guy. He has nothing. There's a bunch of tree money. He owns part of that tree money is his. But no, 100% of it goes to the government. That is a 100% tax on your goddamn natural resources that belong to you as they're being sold off and under you. That means they don't belong to you. Evidently, this federal, this state, and this tribal government people, they own everything, don't they? Oh, that ruling elite. That must be who we're talking about here. Among federal, state, and tribal governments, and billions of dollars are at stake. In fiscal year 2017, the government passed out $7.1 billion in royalties. All the royalties are going to these goddamn government, to our employees. It's not even touching our hands. I guess the trees. None of this shit belongs to us. We're property. We're property because they make money. They put one of us in one of their whacking hut prisons. They make money off of us too, don't they? How in the hell does what is belong to the people go? I mean, where is that written in the Constitution? In the original Constitution? Where just everything that's sold in this country goes to the governments. I mean, the governments were supposed to be funded on tariffs. That's what they sold us on, wasn't it? It's never going to take from you. You know, up in Alaska, they get scraps off the table, but at least they pretend to give them royalties from their goddamn trees and their goddamn resources they're selling off. None of them that belong to the people.
Yeah, they got cutaway walls on those trees. What's her face?
Cutaway
Valve. Exactly. I forgot the woman that ran with McCain as McCain's running mate.
Oh, that Sarah Palin.
Yeah, she cut way back on those royalties.
How dare them take the money? If it's our goddamn trees, doesn't the money at least get a pass through our hands? And don't we have to be taxed? Not just all that wealth is yours out there, but it's going straight to the government. They're your trees. We're going to hack down your trees. We're going to dig up your fucking gold that belongs to you. Where do they get the idea that it belongs to the ruling elite? Because all this money passed on to these governments, tribal governments, state governments, federal governments, well, that's the elite. And then whatever pennies or whatever you can work for us for some of the royalty monies from the trees that belong to all of us, the resources that belong to all of us. This is what I'm talking about. Not to mention they're giving it away. And here is Trumpy, the multi-billionaire international communist son of a bitch. He's got, good buddies that put me in office that helped me run this scam to get this office. Wouldn't it be sweet if we could just set the price and tell them what we're going to give them for their goddamn resources? Well, hell, we could tell them we'll give them $5 a barrel for it as we're charging 70 as it goes on the ships to be shipped out of this country. Not even manufactured here, so you get a fucking job out of the deal. You betcha, people. $7.1 billion in royalties on on oil, gas, and coal extract from federal lands, federal offshore areas, and Native American lands, according to the Interior Department, which manages most federally owned energy. So the same people, manage it? This is managing my money from me? This is stealing my fucking money from me, ain't it? That's 100% tax. Dude, they'll tell you, those are your trees. You pay for the goddamn maintenance. You pay for the Forest Service to manage your goddamn resources out of the money you're making, out of the sweat of your brow, busting your ass, trying to keep a goddamn roof over your head and stay warm. You pay for them to go in and cut the roads into your public lands because they're yours. But when the money comes from the resources, that goes to the governments. That belongs to the governments, which shall not be confused with the people. And that goes for you tribal people, too. You guys know around here know it. You know who gets the bucks, don't ya? They throw you some fucking scraps, and they got nice, big, badass houses and stuff. There's a handful of ruling elite there, too, ain't there? Billions in royalties on gas, oil extract from federal lands, federal offshore, Native American lands, according to the Interior Department, which manages most federally owned energy. By what fucking law? Where did we hand over the management of our property? This is something they've written down on a piece of paper. That's why the Department of Interior thinks they can come in here and just goddamn create a separate state. That Department of the Interior is in bad removal, a bad need of removal in a hard fucking way. I'm here to tell you. You talk about transfer of wealth from the people who's not from the rich to the poor or anything like, from the people who own it to the people who do not fucking own it. Environmentalists and taxpayer advocates said an early version of the royalty, God damn, if they weren't stealing $7.1 billion from us on top of the taxation upon talk but taxation upon talk but taxation, Jesus, we would be paying, God, we'd be paying, God, well, hell, we wouldn't, we'd be slaves. We are slaves. Royalty Policy Committee's proposal, posted on the Interior Department's website, had a loophole that would have let companies decide how to calculate royalties instead of using a formula set by the Bureau of Land Management. What the fuck do you mean a formula set by this foreign corporation? If that's my property, those are my trees, those are my resources, you're taking them from me. Oh, we set a policy. Fuck that goddamn due process of the law. We're taking 100% of what belongs to you and we're handing it out to these people over here. No due process of the law because there is no Bill of Rights. I'm going to tell you guys again. You got to get this through your head. The Bill of Rights has been removed. This is how they can do shit like this. This is how they can sell your country right up there. Fuck your house. You don't own nothing. You don't own the clothes on your back. Formula set by this foreign corporation known as the Bureau of Land Management. And goddamn the money that pours in, the kickbacks and shit, this is why they've gotten so powerful. Part of the Interior Department. You go down and you look at them brand new rigs these guys are driving. I'm brand fucking new. They won't have nothing that's even a year old. Brand new fucking rigs. Why the people who own the resource drive around in goddamn 30-year-old cars, can't afford the gas to go to the goddamn gas station to get the gas so they can go work and pay some more goddamn taxes. The proposal would remove BLM's authority to determine valuation, handing power over to producers to self-regulate. So, they're stealing it. I mean, they are stealing us blind, but they're not stealing enough. That's what I'm trying to tell you people. It has come to the point that you fucking, we're not even going to pay for the commie schools that you don't want. This is taking your property, your wealth, and saying, this is what it's going to be spent on because we've decided that's what's best for you. You are in their custody. You are not a free individual American national. You are not. You are a goddamn slave property. You have to be by definition of the English language and logic. Self-regulate, huh? And now what they were letting the goddamn banks do and when they did that derivatives, I mean, I love the way they throw handles on their theft. Derivatives bubble. They were self-regulating, weren't they, when they were taking those junk bonds and putting them in people's 401ks? Self-regulating because the regulators sure as fuck weren't regulating nothing. This property belongs to us. This property, everything they're talking about here, belongs to you and me. It is our personal property. We are the American nationals who own the goddamn land. We own the resources. And it's being taken from us without due process of the law. It's not being paid as a redress. It's not being paid as a fine. It's just being fucking stolen.
Yeah, that one incident where that, I forgot the guy's name now, but he walks up to George Bush and George Bush is doing.
I lost you there, Mark. I think I know what you're talking about, when he's in that room and he says if the American people ever found out what we're doing, that we'd be hanging by the street lamps. And yeah?
For another $1 trillion or $2 trillion.
Exactly. No, the thing is, like I said, it's hard enough trying to teach people. I mean, the Bill of Rights, it takes care of everything. It allows us to jail these thieves and take our property back. But that's way too fucking complicated. But if you could just show these son of a bitches a pile of gold over there that's been stole from them, if you could show them that's your gold and show them that belongs to you, they stole that from you, oh goddamn. Then you would see some action. You would see some killers. You'd see some people going after that goddamn mammon. Man, because mammon has strength. That's what that's the only saving grace in any of this is you just get to sit here and tell these son of a bitches, don't talk to me about your gods. None of them. They're weak. They don't exist. I see one God. I see one all-powerful God. His name is Mammon. And I can prove him. I'm proving him to you right here. And he is the one that possesses the soul of America. None other. The proposal would remove BLM's authority to determine valuation, handing power over to the producers to self-regulate. Isn't that like letting the fox guard the hen house? Said Ryan Alexander, president of Taxpayers for Common Sense. Taxpayers for Common Sense. In fact, goddamn slaves for idiocy. How, let's call it what it is. Slaves for idiocy. They could never tax us. Not as individuals. Even as they're taking our resources. They can't tax us on that goddamn money because that's property that belongs to us. That's supposed to be, the revenue from that should be sent, divided up among the Americans and sent to us in a check. And then if it becomes income, if somehow we use it to make more money, we take more than our share, like somebody wants more than their share of what a timber harvest would be, well, then you would pay taxes on that as income. Other than that, it's yours. It belongs to you. And goddamn people, if the money, if the resources are the wealth of this country, and if they were coming to the people, but just for one minute, let's go into magic land. And things were being ran like they were supposed to be under the Bill of Rights. And then, okay, we have to have a government. Okay, we have to have a government. But if the money was coming directly to the people, and you had to solicit the people, you solicit the people, say, we need a road, or we need this, or we need that. The people would have the money in hand, and if they wanted it, because you're supposed to be doing what the people want, not what you want. It's our resource. It's our country. Oh, okay, I'll put in a couple hundred thousand for that, because I want that. And if I don't want that, you can't come and say, well, you got to pay too because John and Fred and Ted over here, they decided they wanted it. That's no use to me. I don't want it. I ain't giving you a goddamn dollar of my money for it. In the end, the people would have what they wanted, wouldn't they? As individuals. And the money's there. And just imagine how much cheaper it'd be if I'm handing you over my goddamn money for a road because I want to have a paved road down through there. I'm gonna be the fella that you're doing fucking business with, not some shyster fucking attorneys, not some goddamn law firm stealing 95 cents of every dollar. I pay you for something, you better fucking pay. We'll make a deal and we'll write it in a contract. You're gonna do this for this much money and I'm gonna pay you that much money. Anybody tries to steal from that, their ass is in common law court and they lose everything. Because you'd be stealing directly from me. They think because they run it through this illegal government, then all the theft can just steal like a son of a bitch from me. What is mine? And there ain't a goddamn thing I can do with it. We've removed your only authority, the common law courts, the supreme authority of this country, the people. That's why they come up. They'll tell you right now. Yeah, well, guys, I hate to tell you, but there's $21 trillion missing that has been stolen. That is my money. That is your money. Boy, if the people could just get so... I guess Mammon has that strength on both sides. When they're taking the Mammon away from you, you fear them. That's all you can do is fear them. But $21 trillion they have stolen. They'll tell you, it's gone. Don't know where it went.
Yeah, it's divided by 300 million and don't know how much should be in your pocket.
Exactly. They'll tell you, $21 trillion, it's gone. You are looking for my $21 trillion managers of my estate, correct? There's $21 trillion missing from my estate. Well, actually, we're looking into it, and goddamn, this thing happened. These goddamn Arabs, they came over here, and they flew a plane right into the Pentagon where we had the computers trying to find the first $2 trillion stolen by Halliburton. Trying to find that $2 trillion and a goddamn, I'd be a son of a bitch if all the place, you know, Pentagon's got 9 sides. Of all the places that plane could hit, I'll be a goddamn son of a bitch if it didn't just hit, it hit right there where them goddamn records were. Wow, you think that's a coincidence? Well, we have the hard copies, right? We have the paper, the actual paper, right? So we can, cause goddamn, me and you better have our paperwork. You come to get audited. You better have your goddamn paperwork and you better be ready to account. And we're talking about $2 trillion here. So we do have the backup to, we can go and find out what the hell's going on here, right? Yeah, we got that over there and, Building 7 just fell. Never got hit by a plane or anything. So it just fell down. Goddamn bad construction. I don't know what, I think somebody lit a match and lit a cigarette in the bottom basement and the whole son of a bitch just crumbled in on itself. Oh, there go the hard copies. Hurry up, get all that shit loaded on a fucking barge and get it headed to China. Dump it. This is how blatant it is. The sorry ass lives we've lived, people, and the sorry ass lives we are living, this is a direct effect of just fucking theft. I mean, goddamn, you couldn't throw money away. I mean, like I've told you guys before, you go back to the 100 years, 103 years, I believe now, since the start of that, the Federal Reserve that couldn't exist when Congress just decided to surrender, I mean, a part of the Constitution. I mean, there was no constitutional convention. There was no, to amend it, you still have to amend it within the confines of the Bill of Rights, but there was not even no attempt. They just wrote it down on a piece of fucking paper. They just wrote it down on a piece of paper. $21 trillion. And this is how we live, people. That's the wealth of our country. I mean, we talk about these Arabs over there fighting and shit, and this is why. The international corporate mafia is there stealing them fucking blind. And I mean, they stole in this, they've been stealing in this country, don't make no mistake, for 100 and some odd years. Flat ass just stealing, right in your goddamn face. But there was, the wealth of this country was so great that we were thinking we were living, hell, I got a car, you know, I almost got it paid off. It takes me 3 years to pay off a car that I should own 5 times over if I just had the money coming to me. They were supposed to operate that federal government on tariffs of foreign goods coming in, on trade. Just from what has been taken of our resources, and I know there's going to be someone, oh, you just don't work for a living, huh? Well, no, I don't cut down my trees and give them to you, and you pay me $5 an hour to cut down my trees to give to you. How fucking dumb do you think I am? First place, I don't want the goddamn trees cut down. I don't need that much money. But I'm sure, but I mean, this is the bullshit we've been sold. And this is what we're doing. Cut down your trees that belong to you. I mean, cut down that $7,000 Ponderosa. Cut that son of a bitch down, and I'll pay you $10 an hour to cut down your $7,000 trees so I can load them on my goddamn truck and take them over there. And the good old boy Masons and the goddamn cut-up of the international corporate mafia taking, and I'm getting $5, $10 an hour for cutting down my trees and giving them to them. That is what has gone on in this country for 100 fucking years, people. We'll be right back.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holler tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again. There's a jug full of that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you'll fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Listening to the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The word from the trenches is a listener sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button, or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:38 Pacific Time, and that was Payback's a Bitch by Blackberry Smoke. Listen to there. It's going to be. It's going to be, people. But what we're talking, you know, in that book, Pawns in the Game, there's something where Rothschild was talking about using how to use the currency just to do what we're talking about here, to steal the whole goddamn countries at a time. And he says, those who can figure it out will jump on board because it's greed. I mean, they're going to jump on board. It's fucking thieving. It's stealing. You get something for nothing. You're taking somebody else's property and you're getting away with it. And he so it says, and those who don't won't never know the difference. Well, I'm here to tell you the difference today. When the war was over, you know, like I said, they hijacked the uprising back in 1775 and called it a revolution. And when the charter was surrendered from old George, he was surrendered right over to another goddamn government, the same son of a bitches that were running the colonies, the elite, the ruling class. And ever since then, it's just been like it belonged to them. But when the fight was over, who won it? The people won it. And they told you too. I mean, proudly, you're free people. You own a country. You won this country from a foreign king. You're separate people. It belongs to you. It belonged to us just about as much as it belonged to the Indians. It was just, you know, and then because the people were still, you know, heavily armed and they knew how to fight. They, you know, they'd been fighting for 7 years and they'd done shot the shit. They done shot the baddest army on the planet the fuck out of here. And so they did that Bill of Rights. And see that Bill of Rights, when that Bill of Rights went into effect, that meant every bit of property, you cannot take none of my property. And this United States, the trees, they're mine. The minerals in the ground, they're mine. The coal, the oil, it's mine. Mine, 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 mine. And every other American nationals. Not as communist. See, these guys are more like the communists, aren't they? I mean, I was talking about what Don Boetcher said. Well, when the people claim to own the land, it's a communist. No, it is not. It's when the group, the collective claims to own the property and the people are a part of that property when you have communism. I mean, straight up when they deal with the Indians, you tell me what's the difference. I mean, you talk about this country of complete equality. Everyone's equal. That Bill of Rights makes sure of it. Nobody can be better than any. No 100 people can get together and combine a power to take away the authority of the individual. But what are we talking here? Now, if from the beginning, when that war stopped, if this whole country, and then with our resources coming from our people, from what we had already won, we had the Louisiana Purchase, which bought clear over here to Oregon. Bachman, then that man, that belonged to our people. What they said is, yeah, it's a very, very rich country and we're going to be the custodians of your property. Well, the sovereign has no custodian, people. A sovereign is just that. It's like somebody who is in custody of the king. No such shit can exist. We are free nationals in full possession of our rights to contract and our rights to property. And this goddamn country is up. When they go to cut that tree down over there, that's my god. I own a hunk of that tree. That's like every other American national does. If it's on federal public lands, it belongs to every goddamn American national in this country. But the money, when they're making these deals to cut down and sell our, what belongs to all of us is going over here to this corporation known as the United States, who had no authority to tax us on our personal property, which this goddamn country is. They could only thing they could tax was corporations. We're not a corporate. Well, I guess that's why they had to try to make us dead corporations in 1933. So that they could put a 100% tax on all royalties coming from our natural resources. That's the only, I mean, possible way. Because as free sovereigns, if you want my share of what that God is in that tree right there, if you want to take it away from me, any son of a bitch in the world and the government, you can't even do it. You can't even get in a common law court. It's what separated us from it. It's what kept us free from you. It's what you were there to protect, to make sure it never went away, that nobody could ever steal my hunk of that tree. But if you do want that hunk of that tree, you think that you got some right to my hunk of that tree, you gotta go through the process. You gotta sue me for it, and you gotta show a damage where I owe you the money from my tree. They know this. That is why the Bill of Rights, and you're not gonna hear nobody speak of it. Nowhere but here will you hear anybody tell you this. Because it's the goddamn truth. And see, the people, and it's like old Rothschild said, those in the know. See, and that's what we were talking about the other day. You know, the accumulated wealth in Mark Cornkey's sermon. You know, grab all the wealth you can. Go hide out in the sagebrush behind the people who will fight. And when you come out of the other side of it, you'll have all this ill-begotten property. Well, that property is made up of stolen fucking property. Because it was taken from me without due process of the law. It came from my land. It came from my trees. It came from my minerals. My gold, my silver. My chunk of it. You took it from me without due process of the law. And like I said, if all of the proceeds were coming to the people who it belongs to, what would we simply be doing if we wanted to sell one of, if somebody wanted to go, you know, see, that was how they got us in the commerce shit. That commerce clause. Because, you know, but here, I want to go in and I want to cut down a whole forest of trees. Well, those trees belong to the people. So we're going to set up a little organization. We're going to write it down here on a piece of paper. This ain't in the Constitution. These will not be anyone elected by the people to represent them in any way. Things like the Bureau of Land Management and the Forest Service. They're going to conduct timber sales. And my check's going to be coming in the mail. Oh, no. We've taken custody of your money, of your mammon. And we've decided that the best thing for you to do, you free some, to try to think about telling a king this. The best thing to you, king, is we're going to build schools and we're going to build this roads over here and to make transportation to haul more of your shit out of here quicker. We're going to build pipelines with it. That's what we're going to do with your money. Well, I don't want you to do that with my money. I want my money. Give it up. It's mine. The only way it can be taken from me is through the due process of law in the Bill of Rights, through the common law. That's the only way that it can be taken from me. Well, I guess that notion was dispelled a whole fucking long time ago, wasn't it? Why do you think, you know, like the Indian tribes that still hold, they call it sovereignty, but they're all incorporated in on this, and most of them have joined with the goddamn international communists, and I don't care to say it because the people in this town, the people that live around me here, you guys know it's true. Even back in the days of when the annuity checks were coming in, when the checks were coming in from the sale of the reservation, some people were just, they got more, didn't they? Some people just got some scraps because I'm going to tell you guys something. You're fucking slaves too. That tribal government's over there across town. You are listed in their paperwork as property, an asset. Okay, there's a handful of them that own you, and you better know it. Just like all governments are the same, my friends. And you know it's true. I mean, I've lived here too long, and I know the people too well. I know you people out here like me. You know it's true. Some get it all. Some just get enough to keep them off their fucking back, don't they? Bottom line here is the goddamn country. They couldn't have taken possession unless there was a coup. And that coup was the 14th Amendment that was written in direct violation of the 9th Article of the People's Bill of Rights. And and Indians, all of us, fuck all that. We're all American nationals. And we're rich as American nationals. Even the ones around here, you think you guys got some new trucks and shit, and you think, fuck you, they are stealing you blind. You don't know what you should have. If you did, you'd kill them. Not what you should have as an Indian, but what belongs to you as American national. This is the richest piece of real estate on planet Earth. And it belongs to us. Go ahead, sorry.
If they couldn't finance the trucks, they wouldn't have the trucks.
Exactly, brother. Exactly. But you think you're getting a good deal because, man, you know, I'm getting something. I'm getting more than that. That just like I said, you know, in the comment this morning, I think it was to Galen. I was saying, you know, we have the challenge of each person that we're trying to explain all this shit to, because like Rothschild said, but most people won't understand it. And the people that do are going to just jump on the bandwagon and just dunk their heads down the slop bucket and start sucking. They ain't going to say a goddamn word because they want to steal too. We have the challenge of facing people and beating them in the game because they've been indoctrinated to believe that they don't even know who in the fuck they are. And they've been told they are something else and they believed it. They believe that the government will learn control. No, they're not. That government was put in place to make sure you stayed in control, dumbass. Thought I heard somebody trying to get in. At any rate, like I said, we have the problem of our, and goddamn, I mean, if the success we've had, I mean, you look at how squeezed down from the trenches is. My God, man, people can't even get emails to us anymore. But goddamn, if we have reached some people with the goddamn absolute truth, and it is a game of chess. It's like when you people talk about, I go to confront my brother-in-law or whoever, and then they got the stupid drilled into their head since they were little kids. And you have to take it right there in front of them. You have to actually checkmate them with goddamn fact that they can't deny. And then they'll either be the cowards they are, and they'll just turn around and walk away or run away, or they'll say, you dirty son of a bitches, and they'll step up and say, they did, you're right. They've got almighty what they've done to us, what they've stolen from us. That's what we're up against. Whereas these goddamn robber barons, like these ultra rich robber barons, all they gotta do to get control of the masses is just take a handful of coins and throw them out in the parking lot like they used to do out on the docks when they had the people. That's who got to work today. You know, you get anybody to pick up the coins, but the guys, the ones they threw the coins, they could throw a handful of coins out there that they stole from you. That they directly stole from you and take a handful of them coins and throw them out there and you will kill each other trying to get one more coin than the guy next to you of the fucking stolen money that was thrown on the ground in front of you. That's what we're up against. That mammon is some powerful shit. But this is how low our people have sunk and how ignorant they have become. And Rothschild said, I mean, read the book. He just made it. It's just a simple statement. Those in the know will go along with it. They will get, because they will, they're going to get a big, they're just going to be stealing too. They will be the ruling elite. Those who do not understand, well, they'll just be stole from and they won't even know it. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wonder, Hitler was the only leader to ever arrest a Rothschild.
Well, it's a good thing it wasn't his grandpa, because his grandpa was a Rothschild.
Oh.
Yeah, I know he was. His grandfather was a Rothschild. I mean, none of this shit happened by accident. None of these wars happened the way they unfolded them to you. They were all orchestrated, just like what's being orchestrated right now in the Middle East and in, I mean, with China and all these big boys are getting together. But we don't even fucking, what do people got to get through their head is they don't even recognize you no more than a fucking fly flying around the room. You have no more input in their notions, in their mind, than a fucking fly. You are so far beneath them that you're beyond their consideration. If you're something, if it gets to be a problem, well, they solve that problem like they've always solved it, like they're trying to solve it right now. They just put you in two camps and they use the money and power they've stolen from you to get you to say, well, we gotta kill that. I gotta kill my cousin over there. I gotta kill my brother. Well, let's go kill, because they're gonna make slaves of us if we don't kill. And both sides are fighting against to keep from being slaves. And they kill like they've never killed before. And then when all the killing's done, they go and they get down and they get a piece of paper and they write the 14th Amendment and you're all fucking slaves. Everything that was yours is theirs. They're a corporation now, and they own you. Of course, it's all fraud, and the Ninth Article forbade it. It was a breaking of a law, and it's all recoverable, and they know that. That's why From the Trenches is never going to be broadcast across the country like Alex Jones's InfoWars or Rush Limbaugh. You're not going to hear it across the country. Because this isn't that hard to fucking figure out. If the land and the resources belong to the people, how come 100% of the proceeds are going to the government? And is the government my daddy? Are they my custodian? Is that who you sent? Well, actually, I mean, because the way they have it set up, even the people that are working, who grabs your money first? I mean, you go to get that paycheck and you look in the, oh, goddamn, oh, federal's already been here. His agent's your goddamn employer. And, oh, I've already had this much taken and they've decided they're going to do this much with my money. They're going to do this with my money and that with my, and here's what they're going to send me to live on. Straight through the government. That's communism, isn't it? What is not communism is when the people, the money comes directly to the people. If all the wealth was coming to we the people, I mean, for I want to see 0.0001% of what we are paying supposedly for this government to take care of us, we could have the, I mean, a gluttonous government. And too much government, even at that, it's at that rate that we were having through choice, and they would have to obey us. See, that's why Congress was always supposed to have the purse strings, remember? Because they were supposed to be the direct representatives of the people. And if they didn't, people, something the people didn't want, they defunded it. You know, like when they came up and they said, oh, we found out that the national, that they're spying on us. DHS, there's so many of them. It's not Department of Homeland Security, but National Security Agency. Their big facility there in Utah, they're spying on all of us. And you had those congressmen coming up. We can't fund that. That's illegal. That's a violation of the Bill of Rights. We can't fund, I will not fund that. I will not, and yeah, I will. You're going to give me how many visas so I can have how many slaves? Yeah, I guess we can fund that. That treason. See, that's what it comes down to who controls the wealth. If the wealth was sent straight to the people, like I said, when a resource is sold, I don't care if it's 3 cents, but because, and you know what it would be, people, you know how much billions are going right out the back door right now as I'm sitting here talking to you people. But if the money was coming straight to the people and they had to come to the people, the government did and said, well, we'd like to do this, people, you talk, fuck that vote shit. For fuck that vote consent to government. My consent will be whether I'll pay for it or not, wouldn't it? If I won't pay for it, it ain't going to happen, is it? And I'm sure not going to pay for you to build police forces to beat the hell out of me and beat the hell out of my family and to enslave me. I'm not going to, you come here and you say you want this money for SWAT teams to knock down people's doors. Well, you might get, say, 15% of the people who are dumbasses to pay for it, but you wouldn't have a very big SWAT team. And with my dollars that I got, I could pay for an army to crush your ass in about 10 seconds, couldn't I? The people would truly be in control. This was the con. This was the con of the goddamn Constitution. Why would I, this is the Jew thing. Why would I want my money to go through a third party? To get what I want and what I need as an American is my right to have as an American. The fucking tree belongs to me. Send the money to me. I'll buy what government I want. And then the only government there will be is what the people want, because the people are financing it by choice. Not just having it taken, we just take all of the money from the resources and hand it over to the governments. And the governments will decide what it's like a child being in somebody's custody. A child gets an inheritance, say mom and dad get killed in the car wreck. Big old bunch of money comes. Well, goddamn, right away there's a lawyer there that's good. The court's going to appoint a lawyer and he's going to decide, you know what, because he's going to take care of this money. What's like what they did with the Indians when they were coming across here? That's how they did it. They took custody of the wealth of those people, and then they used the wealth to destroy them, used it against them. You think the Indians would have handed over the money for the Hotchka guns to blow their people up if they had a choice in the matter? This is seizure. That's why you have this asset seizure. This is where we're at in the ball game. That's why the Bill of Rights was the only thing that could stop it. I could get right. See, if there were a common law course, but of course there isn't. That's why they can kill people. And well, the DA says okay, so I guess you're just dead. But you can have a civil suit, you see, because Mammon does run this country. We were going to talk about this. My next story. I got to hit this just a little bit before this is over. Police officers at a tactical disadvantage, barely bravely tased 87-year-old woman into submission. An 87-year-old woman. My mother-in-law, she's 85. She came out here for my grandson's birthday. And, I mean, I had my son. They took the most comfortable car they could. They helped her in it and get her out here. I mean, helping her up out of a chair, helping her do something, you're being so goddamn careful because you don't want to hurt her. They fucking tased this woman. She was out there cutting dandelions with a knife. Ooh, and what about the son of a bitch that called him in the first place? But at the end of the story, because we're at the end of the hour here, what is it? Oh, there's going to be a hell of a civil suit. Oh, so you're going to go to the priests of Mammon and the you're going to get absolution in the form of Mammon. And who's going to pay for it? Well, the next victim. Because that person is not, there's no law to protect you from these sons of bitches. They love these, the lawyers, you know, these attorneys, these son of a bitches who can't even exist in our country. Who everyone needs to be fucking hung by the neck until they are fucking dead. They cannot exist. They can't operate in the common law. And they're over here in our world. They've taken over our goddamn world. And they'll get a third of that. And it's all just a part of the scam. Yeah, go ahead and beat some more old ladies, man. It keeps the money flowing through the fucking cabal. Through the international corporate mafia. But they do. What is the punishment? Oh, you're going to get absolution through the Church of Mammon. That's all you can expect is absolution through the Church of Mammon. See the cops that did this, they go into the confessional booth over at the Union Hall and they confess what they did. And then you have the attorneys come in because they're all these law firms and all these fucking parasitic maggots are all involved in it. And they go, well, there's going to be this chunk of money here, but it ain't coming from you. Don't worry. You got a 30-day vacation and you're going to get, or actually going to give you a pay raise because you're keeping the money flowing through the law firms, the thieves and sons of bitches that are at the heart of this. And then we're going to get, you've confessed and here's your absolution is going to be taking money from your future victims and giving it to this victim here. And a third of it comes through our hands and right into our hands. Oi. This is so fucking sick and so messed up. People, if you can figure another way out of this to fight, I challenge you. Hey, if we don't stop this shit, then look what they're doing. I mean, you're talking about our women, our children, and our old people. You are not a man. You cannot call yourself a man if you allow your women and your children and your old people to be abused and you just accept the absolution of Mammon as compensation for fucking hurting your people. You're a coward. We're at the top of the hour. We will be back at Monday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, just kind of think it over and think about what Rothschild said. Well, the kids, most of them be too stupid to figure it out. And the ones who can figure it out, well, they'll just jump in and they'll just take their share and be happy to take and help us rob and steal from the rest. And that is the Word from the Trenches.
Cookies!